Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen, and I am podcasting from Fort Walton Beach, Florida, where today I think it's going to hit about 50 for a high. And I know that some of you are in much colder parts of the country, but because I've been in Florida for a few weeks, I think myself and my team, we are freezing. But anyway, you can smile about that, particularly if you are up north and experiencing some of the extreme cold weather that you're having for the first time this year, and or the first time, I should say, this winter, because I'm sure you experienced it at the beginning of the year in 2025. Well, here we are with just about a month left now in 2025 and moving toward 2026. And I know myself, we've had a wonderful tour with the War Special Forces. We are in our last Christian school. And if you listen to this podcast shortly after it is put out, we probably have just finished our meeting here and are trusting that God will do a work here. We've certainly been grateful everywhere. God has always been working somehow, some way in multiple lives for which we're grateful. Every week's a fresh battle, and every week it is a blessing to see the Lord work in lives, some drawing them to salvation and some as Christians helping them take important steps of faith and dealing with sin and trusting God in perhaps ways they have not considered to do that before. Which really brings me to the situation at hand. I want to tell you a little bit about what's been going on in our ministry, and then something the Lord taught me that was a tremendous blessing and continues to be a tremendous blessing, and I trust will have a lasting impact with me. It's something simple, something I've known perhaps academically, but it was one of those things you experience. See, sometimes you can know spiritual truth and maybe even articulate it to some degree, but when you experience it and there's a spiritual grace that God gives in that moment of trusting what the Bible says is true, that it is impacting. It helps you understand it in a much more experiential way. And what happened last week as we were finishing our week in Miami, Florida, this is actually last week was Thanksgiving week, but the week before that, we were finishing in Miami, Florida. And Saturday morning, I got up early to take one of our team members to the airport to fly home for Thanksgiving. Pretty much had no trouble taking my F-350 2001 pickup truck. Has less than 200,000 miles on it. It's a 7.3-liter diesel. For those of you that understand, that motor has been nicknamed the Million Mile Motor. And Minutemen at one time, we had three of those motors and vehicles that we used. Some were personal, some were team. But anyway, I came back and then ran some errands. I can't even remember why, but I was out I began to notice something with my transmission between first and second, and it got worse. And then I heard like it sounded like metal balls just being thrown around in the transmission. You could hear pieces of metal kind of, you could just hear the rattle of those down there. And of course, I was concerned. Have a young man on my team, Heil Stratton, did some research, and we came to understand that there were some pieces there in the transmission that had, something had happened. They'd come loose first and second. I don't know how to even describe it. Well, it was only going to get worse, and that those fragments would eventually ruin the transmission if we keep using it. So we had to completely change plans because we were going to go up to Orlando for a couple of days and then head over to Fort Walton Beach where we are now during the Thanksgiving week with some of the team members that were going to stay with us. Well, we had to leave the truck and had to get it into a transmission place and found out it was indeed a serious issue and the transmission needed an overhaul, which now is complete, which we're grateful. But it meant that I could not use that F-350 to get my RV and the equipment trailer up to Fort Walton Beach. So basically, we just took the Excursion, which is the team vehicle. It also has a 7.3-liter diesel in it, and it has 330,000, I think, approximately. So it's a little bit more used, though it's the same year, 2001. And we took that up to Orlando. And of course, as a result of finding out late, we were going to take my trailer up, then come back and get the equipment trailer. And when we got up to Orlando, we noticed that my RV was covered with motor oil. And we realized that that 7.3 was leaking something fierce. I think we found out later, in probably about an hour and a half, we'd leaked 4 quarts. Fortunately, it has a lot more quarts than a car does, so it was still in a functioning fashion. But we realized we had a problem, and we couldn't drive to Fort Walton Beach with that vehicle. So on Tuesday, I had some friends up there at the Faith Baptist Church in Deltona who took a look at it and came to the conclusion it was above their ability to diagnose, which meant we probably could not use that to get to Fort Walton Beach. So immediately, we were in a dilemma. We had an RV and an equipment trailer and no vehicles. Faith Baptist Deltona graciously loaned us a van they had, so we were able to go down and get the equipment trailer and bring it up to Deltona, so everything was on site. So we had to go back down to Miami and get that equipment trailer. And so all this is going on, and I'm trying to think, what are we going to do? I received word, I think Tuesday, maybe Wednesday morning, from the transmission place, there was no way they were going to be able to fix my truck by Thanksgiving. And then I received word, I think, on Wednesday that they didn't think they could diagnose the excursion. So that was a vehicle we knew we would have to wait on. It eventually on, I think it was Friday, I got diagnosed that its turbo was leaking internally, externally, and would be a big bill to fix. So in other words, we were out of options to get to Fort Walton Beach. And I remember in all of that, it just weighs on you after a while. When you look at things humanly, they weigh on you because the solution was not easy. That would be two vehicles. I knew that we were going to need to get a new truck, and that was already on my radar screen. Our board had graciously voted that we could get a new truck with some of the ministry funds, and we had some things happen where some funds were given. And so I was already on my radar screen, but to do something quickly was not. And then we had to start looking for a replacement for the excursion. And I remember just being weighed down. And of course, this is Thanksgiving week. And I'm trying to humanly figure out what to do. And I'm kind of bearing the burden, I'd be honest with you, in more of a human fashion. And it was weighing me down. And getting a little disheartened and just trying to figure out what's going on. And I remember I was looking through status, I believe it was. And Brother Bosler had a status where he had just a short clip of a message he was preaching, perhaps a few days before, there getting ready for Thanksgiving, out of Colossians 2:7. And I want to read that text of Scripture. You probably know verse 6. Colossians 2:6 is a very well-known verse. When it comes to sanctification, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. And of course, just the same way you got saved, receiving Jesus by faith, we walk by faith. But sometimes we don't look at the next verse because it's attached. There's several participles attached to the word walk. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And I won't go into the makeup of the verse because it is a really great verse on sanctification. But if you'll note that there's four participles, only one of them is what we might call active in voice, and which means it's something we need to do. It's not done to us. It is something we need to do. And the others have some positional truth in them. I won't go into all that right now because that's not the point. And Brother Bosler was just addressing that participle attached to walk, walk by faith, walk in Jesus, abounding therein in thanksgiving. And he pointed out that abounding is not just thanking God for the things that it's easy to thank God for. You know, there are a lot of things easy to thank God for, whether it's our food or whether it's some answer to prayer we're excited about or some opportunity or some blessing. It's when something's happened that's good, it's easy to thank God for, and we should. Sometimes we don't, but we should. But he also pointed out that really abounding in thanksgiving is thanking God for the things that we would seemingly not at all be thankful for. And that struck me because honestly, the two vehicles going down with no obvious plan to get new ones didn't seem to be something you'd be jumping up and about, down and excited about. But I made a decision there of faith, and at the moment I started, it was completely of faith because there was no feeling. And I began to thank God for the F-350 transmission problems, began to thank God for the oil leak in the Excursion. And all I can tell you, friend, is there was, I believe, the grace of God. God lifted my spirit, and I had a sense of joy and a sense of God's got this, rest, that God's got this. And it was a great encouragement to me. And I guess God is trying to teach us something all the time. I've known this from the past, but the truth is it just kind of hit me in a fresh way and in perhaps in a very impactful spiritual way, because it was definitely a spiritual experience of experiencing God lifting your spirit when there was no other reason to be lifted except God just did it. And it taught me something I've known and something God's been teaching me for a while. Everything, in everything, Bible says, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In other words, everything God allows in our life has a purpose, and God's using it. He's working it together for good. Can I say this, and I'm not trying to be irreverent, God's got this, and he's not thrown by it. And what he wants us to do in everything is to thank him. We can't always thank God for things. Obviously, when people sin, we can't thank God for their sin, but we can sure thank God that in even their sinful behavior that God had nothing to do with, he's working it together for good. He's using it. And the thing that that God uses is when we believe him, we trust him. And the expression of faith is thanksgiving. So you can't walk in faith without being thankful. That's why I believe God ties the participle abounding in thanksgiving to the command there to walk in him. As you receive Christ Jesus Lord, so walk ye in him. And how do you do that? Abounding in thanksgiving, thanking God for everything. Even things we can't figure out, even things we would not normally be thankful for, even things that don't look like we should be happy about them because they don't seem to have any redeeming value. But we thank God because he knows what he's doing. He's allowed it in our life. Even if it comes through somebody's sinful choice, he's right there. And we need to thank him. That's when, in a certain sense, we unlock the grace of God because it's a step of faith. And in whom we have access by faith into this grace. And for by grace are you saved through faith. All of us know that dynamic. The same is true in sanctification. I think it'd be fair to say, for by grace are you sanctified through faith. We grow in our Christian life as we trust God. And the expression of trust is thankfulness, abounding. And abounding, as Brother Bosler well mentioned, is not just thanking God for the things that are easy to be thankful for, but the things that's not easy to be thankful for. Will you be abounding in thanksgiving? Would you walk by faith? And encourage you at this time of the year, things that it's hard to be thankful for, just to thank God by faith that he's got it. He knows what he's doing. He's got a purpose. And I just want to encourage you with that simple truth. You might be asking, okay, how did everything turn out? Well, it's a long story, but we ended up getting a new truck to pull the RV, F-250, because the RV is not as big as I used to have. And then we got a 2012 Suburban. It's a gasoline vehicle and pretty good price. And that now tows our equipment trailer. So we are grateful for God's provision and leading us to those vehicles and helping us with the process. And I can honestly say I'm very thankful for the trial and for God's leadership, provision. But most importantly, it's not just the new vehicles or the new to us vehicles, in one case, that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the spiritual truth that God was teaching me. And I appreciate Brother Bosler's message. And I'm going to ask Brother Bosler to attach to this particular podcast that message and maybe that little thing he did on WhatsApp, where just that little short minute or two from the message that God used to speak to my heart. So let me encourage you, as you live that life of dependence, that do you express it through thanksgiving. And may the Lord bless you at this time of the year. God bless.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the The Generation Podcast. If this challenge stirred your heart, then you might want to join us this coming October for our annual The Generation Youth Summit. You can compete in exciting four-way competitions and hear how your life can turn the world upside down. For more information, please visit thegeneration.org/summit. That's thegeneration.org/summit.